constant pain. I mean, it just grinds on your nerves. You want to reach out to other people. It's hard to think of other people when you're struggling too. So God has shown me some things, and God reminded me of how my father used to always say, always treat people with respect and be humble. Those are the two most important things I learned from my hero, I think. Always be humble. Always be humble, Chris. You're not any better than anybody else, and no one is definitely not better than you are, because he loved me so much. And those were two pretty good things. Always respect one another, and always be humble. I thought those were two pretty good things I got out of that 82 years. Okay, Kimmy's going to read a verse, but after. This is, how do you know when you're distancing yourself from God? I know just through the struggles that we've been going through, I at times have felt distancing there. I mean, that happens with all relationships, friendships, girlfriend, boyfriend, pastor. I'm kidding. I just love to pick on him. Anyway, these are some clues that you might not be where you wish that you needed to be. First off, the list that God gave me, and this has happened to me. I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm just saying what God has shown me. It's hard to pray. That's self-explanatory. Number two is justifying your sin or how you feel about your storms. We're going through this and it's really hard, so, you know, there's some sin in my life, so, but it's okay because we're going through so many hard things. And a sin is a sin in God's eyes. We can't put, oh, this sin is worse than the other. A sin is a sin in God's eyes. But justifying your sin, that's where the problem comes in at. Number three, losing faith, thinking God doesn't love you or thinking he just doesn't care about you. That's the first thing the enemy wants to do to you, is if he can tear you down, he's got the home unit, and then that reaches out to everybody else in your life that God has specifically put there in your life to edify, to encourage, to help in any way that you can, to help your fellow friend on how to get through things, how to be encouraging to them. Well, if you can't, if you're thinking that God doesn't really care and he's not worried about my relationship, well, then the enemy comes in, well, you know, God doesn't really care about you right now anyway. You're worthless. You can't help them. You can't even help yourself. You're crying all the time, whining. And number four, you can't hear God. Things are taking your focus off of him. It's so frustrating for me when you think, okay, now I'm going to have my prayer time, and I'm going to get alone, and I'm going to hear God. And you go to your prayer time, and it's quiet, and you're focused on God, and you're praying for the Holy Spirit to reveal things, and you don't feel anything. You don't hear anything. That's when the enemy also can come in and go, God doesn't even want to talk to you. Why would he want to use you? You're a crybaby. Number five, this is always a good one of mine. Can't get along with others. You have no patience. Only see what they do to you, thinking they are wrong or they just don't care. It's real easy to point the finger to somebody else. If you can't get along with, if you're having a problem with more than two people, most likely it's your fault. There's something going on with you. I think I rehash this way too much. I'm always thinking. I was always the mother at school that, well, so-and-so, this happened at school, and I'm thinking, boy, I was up there on those kids right off the bat. Did you do that? I know you're not perfect. Just tell me, don't lie to me, we've worked through it. I never thought that my kids were any better than anybody else's. But, you know, if you never get down to the root of things, and you're not going to know for sure, you've got to leave that open communication to say, hey, if you did this, let's deal with it. So when you find yourself maybe gritting your teeth over something that someone said or did to you, and you don't have patience with them, or you get irritable because you're having to take care of situations in your life, such as Leanne trying to take all this pressure on, it's frustrating at times. But we can't take our focus off of God. The next thing is you start focusing on all the bad things in life. You start to live in the past. I know I've done this before. I think, well, you know, when David was still alive, we finally got to the place of the financial, the burdens were off of us. We get to go do things every once in a while. Not that it was rolling in money by any means, but it was just a more simple, relaxed, not this extra tension stuff. So you start living in the past about, well, you know, that was really good then. Why can't it be like that now? Or, wow, you know, I was thinner then. Why can't I be that like that now? Or, oh, wow, you know, we had so much fun and now we don't have fun now. You know, it's a constant comparison of either people in your life, people that God has taken out of your life, or situations where God's taking us to teach us stuff. That's coming up too. It's real easy to start focusing on all the bad things right now. Well, we've been in a valley for so long right now, I'm ready to get on the hilltop. No, I just want some balance. The valleys are here to show me a lesson. And once you get in those predicaments, you find yourself not talking about God like you did once before. And then you kind of get jealous sometimes. Well, why did they get to go out and do all this? Why did they get to go here and go there? Why did they get, you know, you start feeling sorry. This is me, okay? Start feeling sorry for yourself. Well, why did they get to go out to eat? Why did blah, 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 blah? Why are they going on a trip? So you start focusing on all the things, maybe not a jealous thing, but you start focusing on what others have, and then why doesn't God allow that to happen for us? Financial problems and illnesses make you feel like you're worthless and useless. The valleys are for learning, not discouragement. So I think today, we have to remember who we are in Christ. That we are a child of the King, and that God loves us so much. Don Whitmore would always say, God never left you. Who left? You turn and walk the other way. And we do that for many, many things. Sometimes, if I'm just bubbly happy over things, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, seconds going, oh yeah, something bad's going to happen. You better enjoy this. No, life is learning. That's all it is. It's learning through each situation we go through, each trial we go through. It's staying humble and it's being respectful, especially to each of us in here because we're family. Now, we have beautiful people in this church. And we have people that I know when they say, Chris, I'm going to pray for you this week, I know you're praying for me. And that's a special bond. That is probably one of the neatest things about this church body. And I think some of the bigger churches, they probably don't have that. I don't know. I'm not judging them. God showed me, too, that I didn't think I was judging, but I really have been on some things. And, I mean, He has not broken me down, but He has shown me so many things this week. And I want God to use me. I really, really do. I like that feeling when God uses me. Not that I'm better than you are, not that anybody's better than anybody else in here, but I love that feeling that God says, Priscilla, go over here and tell that person this. And you do it, and you can sit on their face. It's like a burden lifted, and you just, yes, that's what I want. Don't allow me, please, Father, to focus on myself and not on others. That's what it's about. A body of encouragement, a body of faith. And once our faith starts to alter, and then it gets into your family unit, then it gets into your relationships, we just leave doors wide open sometimes, is what I'm saying. Because the devil's right there ready to devour and to lie. I mean, look at all the suicidal rates there are. I mean, because people don't have something that they can turn to. I want to be that person that somebody can turn to. I want to be used again. I'm sorry. Thank you. I think this last time. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna see each other again one day. Again, I'm impatient. If I want something, I want it right now. I've always been like that. And I wasn't brought up that way at all. At all. But I want to treat each of you with respect. I'm not judging you. I want to be humble before y'all. You know, the old saying about be nice to someone because one day they could be your boss. I mean, that's how quickly life can turn around. Things can happen in your life and then you feel so defeated. And I'm tired of being defeated. I'm hearing music from God, so Holy Spirit's here. No, I want to be that child again. I want God to use me again. I want to encourage you when you need encouragement. One day when I have $1 million, I want to give you lots of money. Is it wrong to want $1 million? No. Is it going to happen? No. But if I did, I would share it, okay? There's a lot of you in here that are very caring and very sharing. Sharing is caring, so remember that. But anyway, that was all for today. Short and sweet. The little kiss thing that Dave and I used to joke about all the time. Keep it short, stupid. Not stupid, but we shouldn't have said that. But keep it short. So, you know, when there's food cooking in there and I'm smoking Kathy's baked beans, I mean, we got to hurry this up. Right? We just got to. So, dear Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you that you are not through with us. Thank you that as long as we are taking breath, that there are things in our lives that we can improve on and be more Jesus-like. I pray, Father, that we could get things right and then bring people in so we can minister to one another. Father, that's what it's all about. And I thank you for this church body that's committed to coming, committed to praying for one another, and committing to encourage one another. We love you and give the rest of the ministry to you today now. In Jesus' holy name, amen.